Clan. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais, Minnesota. If you were to analyze the census data of the population of Cook County, I do believe you would find a disproportionate number of people who claim the title of adventurer. However, we are joined on stage now by a man who has earned that title a few times over. Here's Lonnie Dupree.
Hi, Lonnie.
A little background for you. Lonnie has conducted a winter crossing of the famed Northwest Passage by dog team. He's circumnavigated Greenland by kayak and dog team. He's pulled sleds on skis from Canada to the North Pole twice. And in a history-making expedition just this past year, Dupree became the first person to summit Denali, otherwise known as Mount McKinley, in January. So the only question I can start with is, have you warmed up yet?
I went straight to our sauna at the new YMCA and got in there. I started there.
So you started thawing out there, and he's starting to move around more
my
now.
My socks are still sticking to my toes, my frozen toes, I think.
So I'm real curious, what do you consider to be your first adventure? You're listing all those adventures. How did you get started?
I went with Paul Shirky from Ely. We did an expedition called the Bering Bridge Expedition. It was a joint Soviet-American expedition to bring attention to, just to promote peace between the two superpowers. And so we traveled from Anadyr, Siberia to Nome, Alaska, promote peace, and it was a joint expedition of 12 folks.
And it worked.
Well,
kind of.
There were some language barriers there, but... But it worked.
All right. You have a long history of going to very difficult places at very difficult times of year. Why would you do that? Why not Hawaii in the summer?
I mean, I gave you that idea. No, I like the challenges, and I wanted to use the 25 years of experience that I gained in the Arctic regions and stuff and apply it to Denali, because it was quite a challenge, and it's a beautiful place on our planet, the Alaska Range, and... it's just really super inspiring out there.
You made a lot of attempts at that goal and for various reasons couldn't quite get there. I mean, that must have been so heart-wrenching to do it again and again and experience those conditions, and then you finally get it. So what motivated
you to
keep
going?
Well, I
should be tested, for sure. But yeah. I got... It was weather that really dictates what's going on up there, and I had a short weather window this year and managed to... A short weather window of about 12 hours and managed to wiggle my way up to the top of the mountain, and it was a gorgeous sight. I mean, from up at 20,000 feet, all the big mountains that I just went by down in the valleys that were 13, 14, 17,000 feet tall looked like little bumps down below. So it was beautiful.
What's that feel like to be on top of that mountain?
Vulnerable. I was up there for a total of about 9 or 10 minutes is all. And because the weather was approaching, so I needed to get down right away. And I'd been up there once before with a good friend of mine, Buck Benson, in the summertime. And so I had a good chance to view it that time.
Yeah. More pictures and selfies when the summer,
exactly.
I imagine. Yeah. So you're an adventurer. You could obviously go anywhere, especially if it's cold and inhospitable. So what brings you to Grand Marais? I mean, Grand Marais, what makes this your home?
Well, I moved here 25 years ago, and I had sled dogs at the time, and so I wanted a nice, cool, relaxing place for my sled dogs where I could just take and hook up a team and go right out of my back door. And I like this here because you have endless wilderness to the north, and it stays cool by the lake, or you can get nice and toasty over the hill.
Yeah, nice. It's climate for everyone. Yeah, you got your 48 degrees by the lake, and you got your 65 over the hill. I mean, it's good enough. You know, a lot of people in Arizona pay good money to have their houses be 65 degrees. we've got them right here for free. So what's the next adventure?
In this fall, we're going to go to Nepal and do some humanitarian work, and then we're going to spend a couple of weeks exploring some of the remote reaches of the Himalayas where they just opened some mountains to climbing there. And so we're going to do a bit of that. We're going to spend a couple months there.
All right. Well, Lonnie Dupree, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right.